good?
Yeah, so I hung out, obviously, with my family. But I went down to Bakersfield, caught the Eagles game, and saw my nephew score his first high school touchdown as a freshman on JV. So I was fired up about that. And I was begging his dad to call about 8 pass plays for him in the red zone. We finally got one of them to work, so it was awesome.
Are you a fan or your quarterback coach?
Oh, I'm hype man, is what the kids and my brothers like to say. I get the kickoff team kind of ready to go.
All right. They're playing the San Diego Chargers, one of the top pass defenses in the National Football League.
Yep.
What are the challenges you see facing them?
Very athletic group. Obviously, they got a mix of some good veterans and some good young athletic guys. Verrett's one of those guys that I've gotten to know really well, and we encourage each other every week except this one. I think that he's one of the up and coming guys, that people are going to start talking about and really like. Me playing against him, I know that how good he is. He doesn't play like a second year guy. Obviously, when you turn the film on, and then Flowers on the other end, 8-year vet, he's been doing it at a high level for. For 8 years, like I said, but he's a really good player. Then in the back end, they got some good dudes. Obviously, Weddle, who's a very smart, savvy. He knows how to show me one look and bring it another. Just watching the film, studying him, studying his tendencies and all those kind of things is something that's key this week.
Passer, is it a big difference playing against a 4-3 versus a 3-4 as far as the linebacker drops and who rushes and that kind of thing?
Obviously, there's some differences, but usually it's just really based on the personnel. Who's more of a drop guy? Who's more of a pass rush guy? You got to know those things, but these coordinators in this league are so smart, they'll mix that up too. Same thing with the 4-3. You'll see defensive end dropping and covering tight ends, and so these coordinators are way too smart to let one scheme or the other be better than the other.
With Verrett, was there any trash talk about the INT last year? Or?
No. I what could I say? He made a great catch.
I know his part.
Yeah. No. Not at all. He's such a good dude. Honestly, after it happened, we didn't even talk about it. It's just we're out there competing. Sometimes that's gonna happen. Sometimes we're gonna hit one on him. Those things will happen over the course of our career. Hopefully, we'll be playing each other for a long time. But those things will happen. But he's just such a good player, and he didn't say anything though.
What's the key to coming out of the bye week strong?
Oh man, you gotta stay locked in. So when you get time off, you can't go 100% without football. You gotta at least watch the games. At least keep your mind in it. At least keep your mind. For me at least, calling plays, or else when you get back out here, it's like your tongue's tied, so you just want to really stay in it. The physical part is what you take off, but mentally you got to stay locked in to, be ready to make the last push.
Did you watch games on Sunday thinking you were quarterbacking?
Absolutely. I watched all the games. I watched all the teams were going to play, all those things. So my wife allowed me to do that, so it was nice.
Did you watch San Diego? Obviously,
yep.
I know that you're focused on San Diego's defense, but what Philip Rivers has been able to do,
yeah.
What do you respect about his game?
Yeah, I did. I watched it, and he's one of the best. The guy puts the ball wherever he wants. Some people say, oh, he forced that one. No, he made a great throw, and he did exactly what he wanted to do. The guy is unbelievable. He's a joy to watch, obviously, except when you're playing him. You just root your defense on them. But, when he's playing against other teams, you could, really cheer on some of the throws he makes.
Derek, speaking of Philip, what's the mindset that you have going into the game when you know you're going against the team led by one of the top quarterbacks in the league?
I'm glad I play offense. I say that all the time. I wouldn't help us if I was playing safety, with a guy like that. He's very talented, very good player. But for me, it sounds cliche or whatever, but I treat every game the same. I just focus on the defense, try and do my job the best that I can, and that is what will result in wins. I can't think about all the other stuff. That's for the coaches to think about.
That being said, you look at last year, two totally different games.
Oh, yeah.
A shootout here, and then the other one's kind of nip and tuck down there. Is there anything you could draw from last year's games and apply them this year,
yep.
Or is it just you throw that away and start fresh?
Oh, there's definitely things because, obviously, same coordinator, same coaching staff, same, almost the same players. So there's things you can take, but you can't take it all, because things change. The way they want to do things change and all that. So, you know, there's things that you may want to go look at that, you know, maybe you thought about after the game or things like that. But for the most part, you just got to, you know, take them as they are now, you know, check on some of those things, but, you know, see what they've been and, you know, who they're trying to be and all those kind of things.
What's the difference from winning and losing in these close games?
What's the difference, you said?
Yeah.
Man, it really comes down to staying the course. It really comes down to, you know, in every position, being efficient. Yeah, what we're doing the whole way through the game. These games are long. You know, they're a long game. But, you know, like we learned, I don't know the percentage, but it seems like almost every game is close, you know, or someone had a shot, you know, at the end. Obviously, there's a few that get out of hand here and there, but for the most part, you have to stay the course the whole way because these coaches are so smart and these players are so talented in this league. It comes down to doing your job all the way through.